at that time when I was when I started out creating, I had like 2,000 followers, and there wasn't a big jump. Say maybe like 5,000. There wasn't a big jump in my following. There was a big jump in my engagement, which, remember, I wasn't looking because I was like cringing at that content. But there was a big jump in my engagement. I mean, in my engagement, and not that much in my following. And I noticed something. People were engaging with my posts, but reluctant to follow. Why? Because I'd only posted like, what, 3 videos, 4, 5 videos. It wasn't enough to build up evidence for them to be sort of confident enough and say, I want to follow this page. Hello, welcome to Beyond, with me, MindMind. Today, I want to talk about building confidence and why you shouldn't. A little story. I remember the first time I went to the gym. It was about a year ago, close to a year ago. I'm like a newbie at the gym. And I remember that first day, I was so clueless. Regardless of having had gone to YouTube and checking out exercises, I was so clueless. I was super afraid. I was so down on confidence. I couldn't even trust myself to lift a dumbbell or any weight whatsoever. And I remember feeling out of place. And right there and then, I made a promise. I'll only be going to the gym early when there's no one. Because that time was like at 7 a.m. Everyone knew what they were doing. You know, some people were alternating exercises, you know, drills all around. And I was right there waiting for the trainer to come in and sort of tell me what to do and show me how I need to do it. And even when I was doing it, he'd come and be like, oh, no. Just try and do this. So I almost thought about reconsidering my journey, my fitness journey. I was like, you know, I've been staying healthy without going to the gym. I don't know why I need this. It's so intimidating. My confidence was at the lowest of lows. But I didn't give up, right? So I decided I'm going to go again. And I did. And I started learning slowly. And I told myself all I need to do was sort of have 5 different exercises involving different parts of my body at the tips of my fingers, right? Such that even though I don't know what I'm going to do at the gym, I can sort of just go on a circuit, you know, among these 5 or 4 exercises that are alternating. So maybe I have arms and I'm doing back. And then so I'm just going on a short circuit to make sure that I seem like I'm doing what I'm doing. And it seemed like I know what I'm doing. And just to also play down on the embarrassment. And that's what I did. And every single day, I did the same exercises, just probably adding weights, probably adding, you know, the number of reps or sets that I do. And slowly, I started noticing something. So I would do this during the weekday. I'd be at the gym like at 5 and work out an hour. When people are starting to trickle in at 6 a.m., I am out, right? I mean, I'm avoiding to seem less confident because, you know, I you know, the spotlight syndrome, they say. So I remember one time on a Saturday, I go to the gym at 11 a.m. and there's this sudden feel of like, I belong here. Now, there are people at the gym, but I remember not feeling as pathetic as I did the first day when I got to the gym. There was a buzz and ooze of confidence, but nothing really had changed because it had been like a week of exercising. So my body was the same, looked the same truly. There wasn't much significant change, but there was sort of like an awareness around me. I knew my weights, I knew my sets, I knew my reps. I had my own little short circuit. I wasn't looking at anyone to sort of try and get approval or like a thumbs up, you're doing the right thing. I had mastered my 5 workouts and I was having so much fun with my music and I knew what I was doing and I could see the newbies coming in and I'm like, yeah, mini mwenyeji kwa gym, my friend. You know, so that was interesting. And I've thought about that moment for a very long time. And I'm still working out at the gym, thank God. I'm still going up early, 5:30. but there is more confidence to my stride. And it's not that I have bulked up, to be honest. My body looks pretty good. I feel pretty healthy. But I, you know, I'm still a newbie at the gym, right? And I notice every time I go there, that, like I said, there's some confidence with me. And I've thought about it a lot. And I recently had a podcast episode by one of my favorite podcasters. His name is Alex something, who has recently become a favorite. And he talks about confidence. And it's the idea of building evidence rather than building confidence. So he says, don't look to build your confidence. Look to build evidence. Now, how does this relate to my gym? If you remember, I went to the gym. I had no idea. I had no evidence of ever having been to the gym. I couldn't stand up and say, you know what? I work out at the gym. I could teach you one or two things. I had no evidence, prior evidence, even to myself. I could lie about it, but I knew, deep down, I knew I had no evidence. So there was sort of a reluctance. There was the shyness, the feeling of, I don't belong here. But after a week of doing the same thing, sort of like practicing to show up for the big game on Saturday at like 11 when everyone is cramped in the gym, there was a spring of confidence. There was a stride in my step. And that's because I had built up some confidence. And the confidence, rather, because I had built up some evidence. And so the confidence was as a precedence, right? I hope I'm using those words correctly. I'm trying to sound very smart here. The evidence was the prerequisite. A prerequisite for my confidence. Basically, I had to build the evidence to gain confidence. A lot of confident people, and I'm talking about this because I've received on my Instagram feed where I do poetry, I get questions, not so many, but a few questions, especially from guys like me, dudes, you know? And it's always like, bro, how do I build my confidence? How do I start sharing my work? How do I start doing what I'm doing? When I started creating my content, I started out as video journals. Right, so I used to create my video journals and put them for myself to watch later because they were soothing. I'm a performer. I have the skill to communicate, and I never used to put it out because I thought, this is so mushy. There's so much vulnerability in these videos that I don't want to share it. But the first time I started sharing, I cringed. I never went back to my Instagram to look at it for like 2 days because I was like, I don't even want to see the comments. But I started doing it more and more. And I started creating without the thought of how many likes am I getting, how many comments am I getting. What I didn't know I was doing, I was building evidence. And I'll kid you not, my page didn't, we have about 100,000 followers now on Instagram. But at that time when I started out creating, I had like 2,000 followers and there wasn't a big jump. Say maybe like 5,000, there wasn't a big jump in my following. There was a big jump in my engagement, which, remember, I wasn't looking because I was like cringing at that content. But there was a big jump in my engagement. I mean, in my engagement and not that much in my following. And I noticed something. People were engaging with my posts, but reluctant to follow. Why? Because I'd only posted like, what, 3 videos, 4, 5 videos. It wasn't enough to build up evidence for them to be sort of confident enough and say, I want to follow this page. Because like, okay, maybe he's just done like 3 videos that were really good and sort of like related to me. But that's all he has to his portfolio. It's not until I got to a point where I was creating like, you know, a video a day. And I'd summed up like 20 to 30 videos. That one video blew up on the internet. And I remember noticing people in the comment section sort of like watching that video that got like over 8 million views on TikTok and like 2.1 million views on Instagram and going back to my previous content and commenting on those previous videos like, where have you been? It means that these people are seeing the first video and liking it and saying, cool. And then stalking my page, realizing I've been doing this for a while and sort of saying, I'm confident enough to follow this page because of so much evidence that has been backed up. I had evidence. But in a sort of autocatalytic moment, a process that feeds on itself, I was gaining confidence to share more and more. Now, the first video that ever blew up on Instagram was a video about love. It was the first video poem. It was the first reel that was a poem that I had done about love. And it was sort of defining what love is, defining what love is not. So I don't love you because you're perfect. I don't love you because you know how to say the right words. I don't love you because you clean up nice. No. I love you because you are my safe space. I love you because, you know, that was the first. It was so personal. It had a personal touch to it. All my previous videos were sort of like giving advice and sort of like, if you want to get, you know, but in a soothing way. But I'm speaking to them. I'm not talking about what I deem as me. I'm being vulnerable, but protecting myself from sort of sharing. And so I remember making that first I love you video and being like, oh my God, this is a different. But by the time I was creating that, I was ready because I'd built up so much confidence of sort of sharing online that by that time, I had all the evidence to back me up and sort of say, you know, post it, create it and post it. And so I did. And my page just skyrocketed. I was getting followers every single week, every single day in hundreds. But that didn't happen the first time because I didn't have evidence. So even everyone who was watching my first video was like, oh, this is cool. And leaving it at that, they were not compelled to follow because, okay, I'm not sure. Maybe this was just a one-hit wonder where you create one and you disappear. But after you create like 30 and people go to your page and realize, OMG, this guy has been doing this. So this is to say, to build confidence, which I agree with Alex from, I'll link down his podcast in the caption. To build confidence, you first have to start by building evidence. So what does that mean for confidence as a whole? You just have to do it. So the question I got about, you know, how do I build my confidence? My answer was just do, you know, just do. Just pick up your phone and record your podcast like I'm doing on my voice memos and then release it. Just do. Build up evidence over time because it just helps you build your confidence. The confidence is as a result of all the evidence that you've built. You can talk with your chest about what you can do because you have done it. You know? There was a basketballer, Kobe. And one time he was asked about whether he worries if he's the greatest or, you know, or the worst. And he said every time he goes out to play, he just plays to be his best self. What people didn't know is that he would practice like twice a day, practicing his shots. More times, twice may be a wrong number, more times than most people were. So he was building up evidence in the background or behind the scenes and then showing up confidently on the pitch. It's not that he started by building confidence to show up. Building confidence so that you, telling yourself, I need to be confident so that you show up to something that is big and requires you to be confident is not sustainable. That's what I'm trying to say. But building evidence, so if you are in a marketplace that you need to talk to people but you're shy, start by talking to the people who's, you know, even if you're rejected by them, it's sort of less severe. Start by talking to normal people before you gather up the courage to go talk to maybe someone that you like. It's building up confidence, having backed up or by being backed up by evidence. Once you have done something over a period of time and you feel confident about it, once you have done something over a period of time and gathered so much evidence, I'm trying to take that again, then you naturally build up confidence to show up for yourself and do the things that otherwise, if you think about it 5 years ago, would have been difficult to even think about. So, I'm hoping this answered that question. It was interesting, and I thought, why not share here? Looking forward to more episodes. And if you like this, share it and let me know. And we can work on more evidence so that you can be confident enough to share this with your friends. All right, that's for me to you. I'll see you next time.